shower.
Okay. But if it's real heavy.
Storm.
Okay. What about downpour or
yes.
gully washer or cloud blower?
Yeah. Gully washer. Downpour.
Okay. And if it has thunder and lightning in it?
That'd be stormy.
Okay. You say all night long the wind...
Blew.
Okay, you say. But in years past the wind has, what, even harder than that? The wind has...
Has blown harder.
Okay. You say it started to rain and the wind began to...
Blow.
Okay. If the wind was coming from this direction, you'd say it was...
Coming from the west.
Okay. A wind halfway between south and west, you'd call a...
Southwest.
Okay, and halfway between south and east.
Southeast.
Okay, and halfway between east and north.
Northeast.
Okay, and halfway between west and north.
Northwest.
Okay. Okay, what do you call real fine rain?
Mist.
Okay. And if it's real heavy white mist, and you can't hardly see, you call that? Like, you know, it's real thick. You get up in the morning and can't see across the road.
Foggy.
Okay, and you call that a?
A fog.
Okay. And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say that you're having a?
Drought.
Okay. And if the wind had been very gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you say that the wind is?
Heavier.
Okay. Would you use the word like picking up or rising or coming up or?
Rising, yes. Coming up.
And the opposite of that, the wind would be?
Calm.
Okay. On a morning in the fall when you first go outdoors, and it's sort of cold, but not really cold. How would you describe
it? Cool.
That? Okay, but it's in the fall, you know. Would you use a word like airish or sharp or chilly or
yeah, sharp. Yeah. Chilly.
Okay. You say, if it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say, last night we had a...
Frost.
Okay. And you say, it was so cold last night that the lake...
Froze over.
Okay. What if it's just around the edges? Do you call that anything?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. You say, it had already, the lake had already what, before
frozen.
Okay. And you say, if it gets much colder, the lake will...
Freeze over.
Okay. What did you call the room where company would stay? I mean, where guests were entertained?
It used to be gone parlor.
Okay. And talking about how tall, how high rooms are, you say, this room is about...
9 feet high.
Okay. Could you tell me some about the community where you grew up, what it was like?
We grew up on the farm, went to country school. We did all kinds of farm work, chores like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. How big was the community?
Quite large. We had to go to school about 2 miles.
Did you just walk?
Walk to school, unless it was raining. It was raining, our parents carried us to school in some kind of a covered vehicle. We'd wear raincoats and wraps to keep us dry.
What was the school like?
A large two-room building. The older children had their classes in the big room, and the younger had the classes in the small room. Two rooms.
Was it... Someone told me that you'd be sitting at benches.
Be seated maybe on benches, yes.
Would they teach different from how they teach now, or...?
Yes, it did. little bit different. The classrooms are arranged a little different, you know.
This community seems to me to be sort of, I would describe it sort of middle class.
That's right.
You know, I mean, not, it's not urban.
Not wealthy, wealthy, and it's not poor.
Is that how it always was, or what?
You mean this particular?
Or this, well, this area that, well, see, how far away did you, was your community when you grew up? How far from here?
Oh, not over 3 miles.
Uh-huh. It was the same type, I mean, these old houses?
Same type community, yeah.
I see. Well, I guess that's about it.
Good.